Hello, and welcome to another New Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have the creator of words and typefaces, the very talented Miss Jessica Hish. You might also know Jessica as the muse for Wes Anderson and the queen of all side projects. She also has an untapped empire in creating awesome engagement websites. Today's show is brought to you by Spaghetti Wrestling and hour-long commutes. Please enjoy the interview.
Well, I feel like, I won't say that I'm like not a natural comedian, but I happen to be funny a lot of times because I say the first thing that my brain that comes into my brain, which oftentimes is something ridiculous or nonsensical.
Which is great. All right, we're gonna jump into question time if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I should warn you that I'm here in my studio by myself, which is probably why I'm so chatty today.
So have you figured out how to monetize single page wedding announcement websites yet?
No. I think I would be able to figure that out if I actually decided to ever do that kind of work. But that sounds like the worst idea in the history of the universe.
Yeah, it sounds like a wise decision to.
Yeah, this is pretty wise.
So the world is wondering, has your mom learned how to use Twitter yet?
Oh, for sure. Well, sort of. I mean, her Twitter account is Studio Momager.
Did you say Studio Momager?
Studio Momager. She's my Studio Momager. But anyway, because she has this account tied in with her, you know, professional life, I feel like she doesn't know what she wants to tweet about. So she's got it figured out, but I don't know if she's like hip to it. She'd rather like sit in her backyard and hang out with the feral cats in the neighborhood. Kind of her jam.
Grape jelly is my jam. So what's a typeface that you hate but other people really like?
I thought we weren't talking about work on this podcast here. The thing is, I make all this stuff. It's been so long since I've used fonts in projects other than like using web fonts on my side projects that like I actually, you need to ask this of a normal graphic designer.
Right.
Versus me, where I'm like, you know, if you tell me to name a typeface that's like a relatively well-known typeface, I would be like,
I think the answer to every question can just be Black Oak.
Black Oak?
I think.
Oh, man. I know a lot of dudes that would really like this, though, even though it's got some funkiness.
It's a bro font is what you're saying?
You know, there's tons of bad fonts in the world, though. You can't get hung up over those. Just gotta tell people when they're using stuff that's not good. Yeah.
So can you help me try to make the world start to use smart air quotes, no longer the inch sign air quotes?
Oh, so like you can't just like use your fingers just completely vertically. You've got to curl them.
And you got to do it correctly too. One upside down, one hand pointing up, one hand pointing down.
You know, that just doesn't feel right. It feels too...
It feels dirty, but it should be.
I mean, at my desk right now, I'm doing it. It definitely feels like nipple twerky. It's not good. I'm not into it. Anytime that you're air quoting is dumb, I do it all the time. So why not use dumb quotes?
So I think if we're going to use dumb air quotes, we should also make it inappropriate. So maybe we'll just stop people from air quoting altogether.
Yeah.
That's good. That's nice. So if you could go back in time and steal the identity of anyone, who would it be?
This is really tough. I wouldn't want to be a crazy powerful person. To be like a president or a true celebrity would suck. I think it'd be pretty cool if you could like steal the identity of someone that has like one of those talents that like only that person can do. Like Mariah Carey is Mariah Carey because she had some sort of like throat like accident or something.
Is that true?
I read it in like a trivia thing one time.
It was a ham sandwich.
Is that like a Mama Cass issue, like reference or something?
Make Your Own Kind of Music is an amazing song.
I know. I think you want to be Mama Cass.
She had pipes.
Yeah.
What do you think your multiverse self is doing right now?
My multi-self, my other side of the universe person is an introverted person that was like really organized all the time. So maybe my like other side of the universe person is like really good at like sending thank you cards, phoning a friend.
It sounds like your multiverse self would like to work for Hallmark.
Well, Hallmark recruited heavily from my college and tried to get me to work there a couple of times, but
so uh, I I should work for free, right?
Yeah, not for the clients that can pay you real money.
So taking sandwiches as payment is not good?
I could take sandwiches as payment.
I live in a cheap area.
If I lived in Ohio, I would be a queen.
Okay. So what did Satan get in return for you giving, you know, for him giving you all of your talent?
Okay. Now I should probably answer this creatively. Like, I'd probably have to go with like boobs.
Oh, the even trade.
Yeah.
He said, would you like to be really good at lettering? Or would you like to have boobs?
They're like, would you like to have really small boobs and wide hips? Or would you like to be good at lettering? And I'm like, I don't know. That sounds like a pretty fair trade. But I'm fine with it.
If you could form an all-girl punk band, what would you call it?
It's not like an all-girl band name, though, which is called Night Muscle.
It sounds like a hair metal band.
I think it sounds like a dubsteppy, like weird band that would like be, of course, led by like a screechy, high-pitched lady voice.
It just sounds like something that would be in Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
Do yet another side project website. I would get on that right away.
this is the best idea we've come up with on this whole podcast.
So do you have band member names yet?
No, we were just going to be ourselves.
All right. I didn't know if you're going to go with a persona. What was it like being in a movie with Bill Murray?
I was not in that movie.
Oh. Oh. So is Bill Murray as cool as he seems?
I haven't met him, but I have friends that have met him, and they said that he is super cool.
So you don't know what his favorite typeface is?
No. I wish that I got the chance to talk to him. He's one of the celebrities that I would love to meet, but...
Are you doing the new movie?
Nope.
It's a shame that you didn't get to meet Bill Murray. That would have been awesome.
I know. I have not met a whole mess of celebrities. I went to a crazy celebrity party in Hollywood once, but it was because I made the invitation for the party.
So you made put yourself on one of the invites?
I could have, but this was like pretty locked down.
Oh, it was in a prison?
No, not in a prison. In a mansion.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said it was in lockdown. Oh. Gotcha.
Awesome. Well, this has been fun. I'm going to say goodbye. But cool. I'll talk to you soon.
And that was my interview with the talented Miss Jessica Hish. Thank you to Jessica for making time to be on my stupid little silly show. You can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, on Twitter at Pixel Recess. Please go and rate and review the show on iTunes. Am I begging? Maybe. Am I groveling? Yes. Will you do it? I don't know. I really hope that you do. Anyway, I thank you all for listening to the show. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Stay tuned next week for my special guest, Daniel Mall. Until then, goodbye.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.